This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The virtual Republican National Convention kicked off last night, and like its Democratic counterpart the week before, no noisemakers nor funny hats, but plenty of remarks. United States Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
This election is about your future, and it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids.
Senator Scott is the sole Republican U.S. senator who is African-American. Former ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, was also among the featured speakers.
I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. I was a brown girl in a black and white world.
Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden and his running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, last week during their national convention. The Republican Party's foreign policy agenda has been almost entirely shaped in the last 4 years by President Donald Trump's approach to international relations, including new trade deals, skepticism of international organizations, and calls to reduce U.S. troop deployments overseas. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and social distancing protocols, the Republican Party this year did not write a new party platform, which traditionally gives an official outline of the party's visions and policy priorities. However, the party said in a resolution released at this week's convention that if it had been able to convene in 2020 to write a platform, it would have undoubtedly backed the Trump administration's agenda. This is VOA News.